You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Today's podcast on the Manager Watch series is all about West Ham United and their manager, Slaven Bilic. Last season, they had an unbelievable Premier League. They were so exciting to watch, Dom. Really, really exciting team. They managed to stay in the Premier League, most importantly, because they're moving into a massive stadium. I know there's been a lot of negative press from other sides around West Ham moving into the Olympic Stadium, but how exciting for that club is it?
It's not just something for that club. I'm excited. It just means there's another, not a big club, but because you have that ground, money it brings you in, like with extra revenue for seating. Yeah. Allows you to sign more exciting players. It's a big moment for them because, I mean, that ground is what, going to be like 60,000?
Mm.
That's bigger than Anfield.
Yeah.
Bigger than Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
Two massive grounds.
Bigger than Everton.
Bigger than Everton. You know, it puts them in another bracket.
Yeah.
That's what's most exciting about it.
If you're a player looking for a move to the Premier League, West Ham pay average wages, not massive wages.
But it's the Premier League, so
but
everyone can
Premier
afford.
It's the Premier League, so you're basically on massive wages. If you're a foreign player, where do you want to live?
London.
Tick. You want to play at a beautiful stadium. They've got a beautiful stadium. West Ham is starting to look like a team which you could see maybe 5 years' time. Champions League team. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, if Arsenal aren't careful and Tottenham aren't careful, they're going to be the same level.
Yeah.
Especially Tottenham as well.
Yeah.
Especially Tottenham, and Tottenham would hate that.
I know.
That's why it's exciting. It just means there's another, not big club, I'm not going to call West Ham a big club, but it puts them in that bracket to become a big club.
Yes, definitely. I agree. And I just want to mention last season, when I watched West Ham, I don't ever remember watching one of their matches and being bored. Do you know what I mean when I say that? It's really quick football, isn't it? It's more like kind of basketball games sometimes. And I think that's just Bilic. He just oozes energy. If I was a player playing for West Ham, I'd want to run quicker because of Bilic. I'd want to win the header. I'd want to shoot. He seems like, you know, we talk about the West Ham way and everyone talks about the West Ham way. Well, if there is a West Ham way, which you say there isn't really, but if there is, Bilic knows what it is, doesn't he?
I mean, there is a West Ham style of football. Everyone knows what that is. It's they want to see nice passing football and not long ball, like they said under Sam Allardyce. They say obviously they're the home of football of their great academy. They clearly want to be playing nice attacking football.
Yeah,
that's clearly what the West Ham fans associate themselves with. If you said to someone, say a United fan, not West Ham United, Man United fan, what is West Ham style of football, they wouldn't exactly say that straight away.
No.
Now we've got this, they can find their identity as a club.
I think so. With this new stadium,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, because they've been, to be fair to them, a relatively sort of yo-yo club in recent years. Yeah. They've gone down maybe two or three times in the last 15 or so years. So it's, now they've established themselves in the top half of the Premier League. It's now staying in the European places and progressing on from there.
So who are Slaven Bilic's main men for next season?
Obviously, Dimitri Payet.
Have they got Payet?
They have got Payet.
Oh, because we've not heard that song before, have we?
Yeah, they've got a free transfer in Sofyan Feghouli, which I think is an amazing transfer.
From Valencia.
Yeah.
Yeah, a really good La Liga player, attacking midfielder, and they brought him in on a free, for God's sake. That's a great bit of business. The ins and outs, so as we say, Feghouli, they've signed Ashley Fletcher from West Ham, which is...
Barnsley, sorry.
Oh, sorry, from Barnsley. It's a weird one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good move for him, but I mean, like,
it's a very good move.
And then obviously they got Lanzini now on a permanent on for 9.4 million, and then got Havard Norvit from Borussia Mönchengladbach for an undisclosed fee. The ex-Arsenal player.
Oh, really?
They love it. They love ex-Arsenal centre mid. Is he centre mid or centre back? Can't remember. But yeah, they love ex-Arsenal players, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And their outs from sign of their main squad would be Joey O'Brien, the defender, and James Tompkins, the defender.
But let's look at this James Tompkins transfer, right? 10 million.
I know. They sold James Tompkins to the other London club, Crystal Palace, for £10 million. That silence
what's wrong with you, Palace? I'm not saying he's a bad defender, but he's not worth 10 mil.
No.
He's worth maybe 5.
How much did West Ham pay for Payet? Wasn't it 12?
It was a really, really good deal.
Yeah.
And now they've sold James Tompkins for £10 million. Okay, then. Yeah, okay.
And they got a free football stadium off the council. So West Ham are doing quite good business. I like the player that they brought in on a permanent now, Lanzini. I think he's sort of a... rubbish Luka Modric, which is a massive, massive compliment in my eyes. I just like the way low centre of gravity, what we were talking about in the Bournemouth podcast with Lewis Cook, give and go. He's quick, isn't he? Over like 2-3 yards, he goes past the defender.
He's not one to bomb it down the wing. He's got acceleration,
I guess. And very agile. So he's a great player. But an English player who I would like to see Sam Allardyce think about next season, if this player has the season which he did last year, was Creswell, the fullback, the left back. Great in the air, quick, and just has one of them left foots which right-footed players don't have. Do you know where just a ball is hit? More like a golf shot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because if you remember, that season he had at Ipswich.
Yeah.
But like, so maybe three seasons ago, he was phenomenal in the Championship. So he got the signing to West Ham. I wanted Fulham to buy him at the time, because I think that was the season just before we got relegated, or maybe the season just after. Yeah, he's really good. Him and Luke Shaw are basically our future left-backs. Basically.
I hope so. Why can't a player like Creswell get in the team?
I know the Allardyce podcast we've already done, but one thing I do want to say is I feel like Allardyce won't be like Hodgson and just choose players that play for big teams.
No, I think
he's going to choose the players that play best.
Yeah, I think players from West Ham, players from Stoke, players from Crystal Palace, hopefully they can expect call-ups now. But back to West Ham, their manager, he came in last year, Dom. What did he add to the Premier League?
Obviously, his personality.
Yeah.
You can tell he's got that energetic, passionate personality about him. But he added another good footballing side.
Yes. Yeah.
He got them, because everyone was wondering, why have you sat Sam Allardyce? You've still got one more year to the Olympic Stadium. Mm. Bilic just built on what Sam Allardyce had already done.
Yeah.
You got to give Allardyce a bit of credit for that. He built them to be a sustainable side in the Premier League. And then Bilic just went on from there, started playing much more attacking football. But he still held his way defensively.
Yeah.
And you can tell that by the way his Croatia side played when he was manager there. Like, when they stopped England going to the Euro 2008, but that was more McLaren being rubbish. But you could tell by the way he managed his Croatia side that he was going to be an exciting manager in the Premier League.
I think one word that springs to mind when I think of Bilic would be honesty. In his post-match interviews, if his team hasn't played well, he says that. And it's so rare that he says it, because his teams don't normally play badly. And he's so honest with reporters, with journalists. If I was a player, that's what I'm saying about as a player, you know that what he's telling you is the truth. I don't think it'd be cloak and daggers with him. It would be, you know what, I'm leaving you out for this reason. And it's just, I think it would be honesty.
And you could tell that from when he was a pundit at the Euros.
Yeah.
He was a great pundit at the Euros.
He was a brilliant pundit at the Euros. Brilliant.
Dodgy haircut, but I mean, good pundit.
Yeah. So West Ham, we do this sort of table of where each team we do on the manager watch is going to finish, Dom. Where are they going to finish, West Ham, in their new, shiny, brand new Olympic Stadium?
I don't really think they're going to finish as low, but the highest place I've got left is 10th.
Right.
So I'm going to have to slot them in at 10th, but this could be a possibility if they decide to focus on the Europa League. If they feel like they can't make top four, if they win Europa League, they get into the Champions League.
There you go.
And then when Fulham got to Europa League final, we finished 12th. I mean, we're not as good as West Ham. We had Bobby Zamora up front. They have Andy Carroll, Dimitri Payet. We have Damien Duff. We had Danny Murphy. They have a lot better squad depth than we did. But you can't, if you're a side like West Ham, of that sort of stature, you can't do well in Europa League and do well in the league, in my opinion. Liverpool proved that last season.
Yeah, West Ham fans, if you're listening to this podcast, join the discussion at the Football Hour. Tweet us, would you be happy to finish lower than you did this season and go on a European adventure? See how far you can get in the Europa League. I'd be really interested to know, do you want to concentrate on the Premier League, or do you want to go far in a cup competition? I'm putting West Ham and Slaven Bilic finishing 9th next year, because I hope that they will take the Europa League seriously.
I do. I don't like it when people don't.
No.
It's a great competition.
How often do teams have chances to win the cups? You've got the Premier League. Well, only one team can win that, and it's normally someone in the top four, the massive super clubs. The FA Cup and League Cup. So only two teams out of the whole of England can win that. You've been allowed into the Europa League. You've earned your place in the Europa League. Well, take it seriously.
It's only English teams that don't take it seriously. The Spanish teams. Sevilla, what, they want it like 3 years on the trot now?
I know.
take it seriously. It's a great competition.
It is.
It wasn't looked upon this badly when it was called the UEFA Cup.
Yeah.
But now it's called the Europa League. It's somehow got this different atmosphere about it. I don't understand why English teams don't take it seriously. Like Tottenham last year basically played their second string side every time.
Against Borussia Dortmund. It was strange. Strange decision. But I think Bilic is a manager who does take every competition
seriously. I think he will take it seriously. I mean, he didn't exactly take it seriously last season. but that's because they started from the first qualifying round, yeah. which Fulham have done on it.
Well, they started in about June, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, we started the first week of July and it was... Your players are knackered.
Yeah. Well, that's been the next in the Manager Watch series. It was about West Ham and Slaven Bilic. As I say, join the conversation. It's at the Football Hour on Twitter. We're also available on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast and they arrive on your phone every time we upload them. Thank you, Don Betts.
It's all right.
I've been Alex Mearns. Thank you all for listening.
Remember to visit our website, thefootballhour.com, for all our latest podcasts and articles.